The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who is called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We know next to nothing about the apostles Simon and Jude, other than they were selected by our Lord, as we heard in the gospel today, to be one of his 12 apostles, to be witnesses, to be representatives of his on earth. We know that they went around and founded churches, but we don't know exactly which ones or which communities he started. We know that they died on the same day in what is modern-day Beirut. And we know that St. Jude's body was returned to Rome at some point and is now buried beneath a crypt in St. Peter's Basilica. But little else is known about these saints. We don't know what they thought about anything. We don't know what words they said, other than what the few that are recorded in the gospel. But the Church of God is founded on the apostles, including these two, whose feast we celebrate today, Simon and Jude, with Jesus Christ himself as the capstone. But the fact that little is known about them is very telling. These apostles did not seek personal fame or glory. They did not seek anything beyond the mandate given to them, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For these two apostles, giving testimony to Jesus Christ and passing on the doctrine they had received from him was what was most important, not receiving personal acclaim or attention. They were like an envelope that held an important letter. The envelope doesn't matter, but the letter itself does. Especially because the letter that they carried with them was Jesus Christ. They were like a brush in the hand of a divine painter, the divine painter. God moved them and used them to create a beautiful work of art. They were like the tools in the hand of the divine construction worker, laying foundation for a structure they would not see come to completion in their life. Their littleness is important. Simon and Jude tried to pass unnoticed and simply be useful in spreading the message of Jesus Christ. In this way, they found the deepest meaning of their lives. Despite modest human abilities for the mission that Christ entrusted to them, the apostles became the glory of God in the world, the foundation on which the church is built. My brothers and sisters, we too can rejoice in carrying out God's will by quietly fulfilling the work and the mission that the Lord entrusts to us each and every day, no matter how modest or how little the task may seem.